Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just got back from the beautiful Lake Tahoe, which is exquisite, where you have snow, then beach, then water. Sometimes you see the steam coming off the lake. Absolutely exquisite. Almost fell and bit it a couple times, right? Falling on the ice and snow. But honestly, it was amazing. Beautiful, great conference. A lot of discussions among the doctors there about the vaccines. And what's nice about me going to a conference, right, is one is you guys got a day off of listening to me, right? So yeah, no, I'm not gonna be at the conference longer. So sorry, I'm back to work. But number two is when all this stuff is online, and you see these videos of people having convulsions or people having side effects with the COVID vaccines. Hopefully, you can have a group of doctors in a more comfortable, less official setting, be able to exchange what they see and their concerns. So I spoke to a lot of doctors at this conference, and it was the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. And everybody kind of seemed to have the same consensus, where they don't think the vaccines are 100% safe. They think that the vaccines, you know, may have a side effect profile that might not affect some people, might affect others, but that COVID in and of itself is a very odd and weird beast. In terms of, not a lot of them got the bivalent. Yeah, I did. And I got the, and I said, look, I mean, for a month I had chest pain. And other people had said they did, they felt like crap with it and all that, but they were fine, no blood clots, no pericarditis. Others, and yes, there were doctors there that said, nope, not touching it. I'm not touching it. And it's very frustrating, not only for us doctors, but also for patients, to see doctors on completely opposite sides of the spectrum, where you have some saying, you got to do it. COVID's scary. COVID could kill you. It's worth the risk. Take the vaccine. And others saying, I want to put that vaccine in my body. When you have doctors that don't want to put the vaccine in their body, there's something to it. So, we're online now, there's these videos, and I can't verify the authenticity, but there's videos of women shaking and convulsing. There's multiple ones saying this is what happened after they got the vaccine. And some of the patterns of the palsy might not follow a typical neurological palsy that we might see with Parkinson's or with others. But then on the flip side, and again, I got to be devil's advocate with this. On the flip side, COVID is a new virus. The vaccine, even though the technology has been around for years, is a new vaccine. And maybe we could be developing a new palsy. So when I spoke to doctors about, you know, how open-minded are we going to be with this? How are, again, some are like, it's ridiculous, it's all fake news, it's all fake news. And others are, you know, bring it up. Let's investigate this. There's always new medicine. There's always new diagnoses. There's always new side. There's always new things we're learning. That's what medicine is. So I know many of you are kind of hoping that doctors can come up with a consensus and say, do your yearly COVID vaccine like we do the yearly flu shot. And you will hear the majority of you say that as we're going to be moving towards a COVID vaccine that hopefully we could just do once a year and not every few months because of waning immunity. But we don't want to vilify these people saying, look, I have this condition ever since I was vaccinated. Now, I understand you can't always blame the vaccine. Maybe something else happened coincidentally, and they think it was their vaccine from 2 months ago, and it was something that happened last week. So, again, we have to take this with a grain of salt. But what people are asking me is, how do they find a doctor that's open-minded versus how do they find a doctor that's going to shut them down and say fake news? And you shouldn't be in that position as a patient. You shouldn't feel threatened to bring up a side effect or a theory. You should be able to go up to your provider and say, look, you know, I want you to clarify some things. You know, this is the timeline of when things happened. Yeah, I might have been on a roller coaster. Maybe I fell in the snow, had a vaccine, but now I have these symptoms. All right, I need to know because I have children that are going to be getting a vaccine. Do you think it was the fall of the snow that caused my symptoms, or do you think it was the vaccine? And if a doctor doesn't know, he should just say, I don't know. But if you're getting the feeling that you can't bring it up, they say, well, it can't be the vaccine, it's fine. It can't be the vaccine, it's fine. You know, then I see how people are anxious about it. And I'm worried that this anxiety and this lack of being heard is actually causing people to put fake videos. You know, this is really difficult where something's on, it looks like something is happening in real life and it's fake. There's so many fake videos, even like these TikToks where somebody's wearing hot pants and their boyfriend doesn't notice. So they're like, watch, he doesn't notice. And there's a camera following them. So what, the boyfriend doesn't know there's a cameraman? They don't know somebody's following them up and down the aisle. A lot of this is staged. And people want to make famous videos. They want to be known for things. And so I get there's a lot of fake videos. But what does a person do who has a side effect that wants to alert people because they're not heard by the medical community? They put their video out there so people can see. And it's very difficult to just look at an edited video and diagnose somebody. But we are starting to see this trend of people saying, look, it's giving me neurological issues. There are side effects to vaccines that could cause neurological issues. That is not a uncommon or unheard of concept. But I'm also concerned that there could also be some fake things. And so if you can't verify the source, if you can't, you know, and show the video to your medical provider and let your medical provider talk you through, look, I think it's edited, or this is a type of palsy that we really don't usually see with this sort of behavior. But I get there's a lot of questions. There's more of this coming online. People are freaking out. I get it. It's just doctors are still very mixed on how we move forward with this. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So people always say, no, crime's not going up. It's just the media is covering it. No, I think crime is up. I think shootings are up. I think we have a very unstable population with some severely ill individuals that have no qualms about killing others. And we've been seeing this for some time. And this last weekend, we had multiple shootings. We'll start with the Des Moines Outreach Center in Iowa. Two students were killed, one person in serious condition, when an 18-year-old suspect on Monday started shooting at 12:53 p.m. at the Starts Right Here, a nonprofit organization focused on helping at-risk youth. Starts Right Here was created by activist and rapper Will Keeps. The Outreach Center is at 455 Southwest 5th Street and has been a partner of the Des Moines Public Schools since 2021. They serve 40 to 50 students at a time. Now, no staff were on site at the time of the shooting. But according to police, three people were shot. Two male students were taken to the hospital with critical injuries, and they have since died. The third person, identified as Keeps, was transported to the hospital in serious condition. They said Keeps was taken into surgery on Monday afternoon. So the students who were killed were an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. So they have arrested a Preston Walls of West Des Moines, Iowa, in connection to the shooting. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder, according to KCCI, one count of attempted murder, one count of criminal gang participation. And they say that Walls was present, the suspect, with a 9mm handgun. Keeps attempted to escort him from the building, but then he shot the teenagers and Keeps, and then he fled the scene. So we'll keep you posted. He's been booked at Polk County Jail. But kids can't be at one of these nonprofit after-school community centers without risking this. It's frightening. Then we had seven killed in Half Moon Bay. California had three mass shootings in 44 hours. And there's been, by the way, CNN is reporting 39 mass shootings this month alone in the U.S., more than any other start of the year on record. We're still in January. We're almost done with January, but 39 mass shootings. In California, 19 people died this weekend. There were 11 people who were killed after a gunman opened fire at a dance studio in Monterey Park. Seven people killed in the Half Moon Bay area near San Francisco. And then one person killed with seven others wounded Monday evening in Oakland. With the Half Moon Bay killings, they said it did bear some similarities to what happened in Monterey Park. In Monterey Park, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran gunned down 20 people, killing 11 of them during the Lunar New Year weekend celebrations. And they said both of these shootings, I'm not sure who the second suspect was, but the shootings have ties to the Asian American community. Now, people ask, what happened? Why all of a sudden? The weather usually limits these types of shootings and things like that. It's cold. Unfortunately, they're thinking maybe it has to do with anti-Asian sentiment. Since COVID-19 pandemic began, there's been a lot of attacks on the Asian American community. But they said the shooter or suspect in each is of Asian descent. And so not then sure why. I don't know if these, they're still obviously investigating, but it is very odd for there to be multiple. And we don't believe they're working together. They said we know some of the victims were Chinese, and that the perpetrator was Chinese, and that this was an agricultural community. These were agricultural workers at the Half Moon Bay shooting. In the Half Moon Bay incident, suspect Chun Lil Zhao was taken into custody 2 hours after the first call of police, and we believe he used a semi-automatic handgun. So, I wish I can, when these tragedies happen, be able to find some sort of explanation for why people do this. And the reason why we search for that is because you want to be able to go to a dance studio, go drop your kids off at school or at the center, or go to a Walmart. You want to know that you are going to be safe, because these issues, these tragic things that happened, were very rare and had a very defined motive that you don't think would translate to your neck of the woods. But that's not the case. The King Soopers Colorado shooting, the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting with the Batman movie, the Buffalo supermarket shooting, the school shootings in Florida, the Uvalde shooting in Texas. There's, I think, what we can count on, and the consistent message is there's no consistency. Any place at any time, whether it's 12:53 p.m., mid-afternoon, or in the middle of the night, or when it's prime time to be at a nightclub, the only thing that is consistent than any of these shootings is inconsistency. And so don't think, you know what, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to a church. Churches are safe. There's been shootings at churches. Well, it's a Bible study, so we're not in a Bible study, you know, faced a mass shooting years ago. We have very sick individuals, and trying to profile them and trying to figure out what their next move would be or what their motive is. Because obviously we're like, well, if we avoid this part of town or we avoid the subway, if we avoid this, you're going to be avoiding everything. I know individuals who will never drive a subway because they don't want somebody pushing them in front of a subway car. They won't go to Walmart because they're afraid of a shooter in Walmart. They don't want their kids to go to school because of a mass shooting in school. They don't attend a concert because of what happened with the Harvest 91 concert on October 1st in Las Vegas in 2017. And at some point, we have to decide how we're going to live and how we're going to be safe. And the only way to do that is you have a means to protect yourself. As far as I'm concerned, I'm comfortable walking into a store, walking into a school. Well, I don't really walk into a school because you can't. But I'm comfortable going to places if I feel like I have my firearm. If I feel like I have my protection. And I also feel like it's not so much I'm worried about my life as I want to be able to stop a shooter. You know, the dance studio shooter was thwarted because one of, I believe, the studio owners jumped him. He was younger and was able to elbow him and get his gun away. I want to be able to disarm a shooter. I'm not a cop. And trust me, I've even thought of going to a police academy just so I could have the official training. But I think we need to be aware. We need to, as a community, if we don't have enough security, we need to always, at every place, say, okay, how are we going to handle this? And I know there's training. All the schools have training and multiple businesses have training and all that. But I think we need to have that higher sense of awareness that at any time somebody could decide to walk in and show a gun. And we're seeing the videos of this. And these aren't fake videos. These are videos, people coming in just brandishing a gun. And in one restaurant, we had a concealed carry patron stop the shooter. It's going to take us as citizens, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, don't call the police, get the police involved. But we need to be able to be more aware, and we need to be more astute and prepared. And look, you don't have to carry a firearm if you don't want to carry a firearm, but know how to protect yourself. Know where to go, know where to run, know how to get help for people. But if we fear going to a movie theater, going to school, going shopping, taking public transportation, we're going to be stuck in our houses. Now, somebody could say, well, just get rid of all weapons. California is pretty tight when it comes to their gun laws and and a lot of these shootings happened in California. The Aurora, Colorado shooting at the movie theater happened in a gun-free zone. Shootings happen in Texas, too. Shootings happen in areas as well. But we need to, I really think it's going to be up to the citizens to help, you know, stave off this rise. And I'm wondering if the more we take guns away, the more of these shootings we're seeing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. For the second time in 3 days, a senior citizen is being accused of a mass shooting in California. Christina Corpus is a sheriff in San Mateo County.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California on Monday, a coastal city about 30 minutes drive south of San Francisco.
The suspect, identified as Chung Li Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
4 members of the Oath Keepers were found guilty on Monday of seditious conspiracy for being on the Capitol grounds January 6. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War era law that prohibits plotting to overthrow or destroy the government. Some are expected to appeal the Washington, D.C. verdict. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Jason for working the dials and being our producer today. All right, so one of you had asked, when are we going to put an end to pharmaceutical companies advertising and manipulating consumers? And I'm mixed on that. I full disclosure, I like pharmaceuticals. But I have to be very open-minded, and I understand there's a lot of debate on pharmaceutical companies advertising, but I am very grateful to pharmaceutical companies because I think many of the medications they make save lives. However, there are some of you out there that feel that medications can kill. So it's again, in science, we all have an open mind. Nobody should be vilified for having an opinion on medicine. You know, there's individuals that say smoking can benefit one's health. How could they say that? Well, because there's been a few studies that there are some conditions out there. Now, I'm not a fan of tobacco smoke, and I don't want you smoking. I think the risks far outweigh any benefits. There's a couple medical conditions where we do find tobacco smoke to be conducive. There's been studies showing that it may lessen Parkinson's symptoms and progression. Ulcerative colitis. It's fascinating how what usually is bad, and for the most part can be bad, can also, in very rare instances, have benefits, just like with alcohol. I have a very open mind with alcohol, even though we're not ready to recommend everybody drink it, because there's so many health risks with alcohol, heart, cancer, pancreas, sugar, all sorts of things. I do believe there's certain people, these centenarians, that live long enough, that live well into their hundreds, and they say, it's my glass of wine and chocolate. Chocolate, too. So, it's different strokes for different folks. We have to have an open mind. But I keep hearing people really distrust the pharmaceutical companies. And a lot of the distrust came to a head with the vaccines. And I don't blame you for being distrustful. I am a fan of Pfizer. I am a fan of Moderna. I am a fan of AstraZeneca and Sanofi and Eli Lilly. I mean, these medications that over the decades they have created, Merck, I mean, there's so many that have saved people's lives. Does sometimes, you know, you do something right, no one remembers. You do something wrong, no one forgets. When a statement is made where people infer from that that there's money to be made, that a company is urging their product, and, well, duh, because they can make money, you start to lose your credibility. And even though we doctors really appreciate what pharmaceutical companies have done, there have been people like Bernie Sanders and a lot of officials out there that have been really criticizing and vilifying pharmaceutical companies, which it was really interesting to then see the attitude of the U.S. government when it came to the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine, when many people in government were bashing pharmaceutical companies for years. Oh, it's all about pharmaceuticals, all about big pharma, the money they're making. Oh, now get the vaccine. You have to get the vaccine, and you have to get the boosters, and you have to get another booster. So as we start looking at the FDA, is looking at, we're going to be hopefully doing COVID as an annual flu shot as opposed to every 5 months. A once-a-year shot, that would be nice. I think we do need to get to that. Many individuals are like, quit pushing something that you're making money on. And one of you had said, why don't we take the money out of the picture for these pharmaceutical companies so we could trust them more? That then you're not going to get any R&D. Who is going to work their butts off on a new cancer treatment or stem cell therapy treatment or vaccine or cure for Ebola if they're not going to make money? One of you had suggested, well, the government should be doing this. The government should be. We have government laboratories. But they're not. Have you ever worked for the government? Does the government ever get anything done on time with a lot of gusto? You need to have that carrot for these pharmaceutical companies to get the work done. Now, we also have to, with a very critical eye, look at the studies. Moderna is now under fire for some of their FDA approvals happening without much more scrutiny as to the efficacy of their booster. We do have to be careful. And we can't let politics get involved. We can't let the FDA get swayed. We can't have a political message that gets pushed over science. If somebody wants to know why can't natural immunity play a part when natural immunity has been a part of our evolution since the dawn of time, and then all of a sudden we have COVID vaccines and nope, we can't count on natural immunity. Well, it can play a role still. Don't discredit that. So we need to be, and it's going to be hard to find a middle of the road because these medications are very expensive. The fact that Jimmy Carter could have a stage 4 melanoma in remission or held at bay because of some of these new anti-cancer treatments is a miracle. An expensive miracle. Those of you with hepatitis C, whose virus is consuming your liver and can cause cancer and can cause liver failure and death, are being able to benefit from a very expensive medication that prevents your liver from failing and slows down the hepatitis damage. Alzheimer's. To prevent the Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or these neurodegenerative disorders from consuming our brains, we have medications that we are working on and studying to stave that off. And it's taking years for these companies to come up with something, but there needs to be a reward at the end. So I don't really see anytime soon, even if we go for Medicare for All or, you know, one-payer system or whatever people are asking for or suggesting or considering, you are still going to need pharmaceutical companies, and these pharmaceutical companies are going to need to know they're making the money. And we can't trust the government to come up with all the new drugs. And we got to be very careful just having the government running all of this. You need to have a checks and balances. You need to have a stratified approach. If you just have a linear, longitudinal, all right, we're just going to have this government agency handle it. You don't have that. You know, CDC has had to alter their guidance because of other agencies bringing, like the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization doesn't always agree with the CDC. That's fantastic, because then that spurns thought. So, do pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money? Yes. Can pharmaceutical companies suggest a drug where their bottom line will be considered more than your personal health? Yes, that can happen. But that's why I get a second opinion. That's why you need to look at the data. If you can't understand the data, have somebody help go through the data with you. I don't understand all the data in these things. And then I'll talk to the doctors I work with going, but wait a second. You know, I'm looking at the side effect profile, and I'm looking at the benefits. Are we really only talking a few weeks versus years? I mean, is that really worth it? They're saying there's a benefit, but is it a long-term benefit or a short-term benefit? So with pharmaceuticals, there's marketing. Something has a benefit, they're going to say it has a benefit, but they might not necessarily go into how deep that benefit is. So some of you thought you could take Viagra and never have an issue with erectile dysfunction. No, you need to keep taking the Viagra to help you with that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when you guys went to school, so I grew up in the 80s, and so we would have Bubblicious or Bubble Yum, the big gum. And I remember somebody would get busted in our classroom for chewing gum. And the teacher would bust them. We would be spanked in school. I went to 12 schools, and some of the schools we would get spanked. So as the kids getting up there getting spanked, we're all looking through our desk, looking at ourselves to hide the gum. All right. That's kind of what's happening now with the classified documents. And I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. So President Trump gets raided. News blasted all over the place. Melania's underwear drawer ransacked because he possibly had classified documents. Meanwhile, people were saying, well, didn't Obama take things from the White House? And Clinton, Bill Clinton took all the W's off the keyboards, you know, just to kind of mess with George W. Bush. So Clinton wanted to mess with them. They're friends. So people take stuff from the White House all the time. People have mementos. I worked at, an office. I was in the human resources, and a couple years later, I had found that I still had some of the photocopies of some flyers I had made when I had worked there. Well, that's just, yeah, I threw them out because I didn't need them. But you will have things, especially if you take work home with you. You'll have some things at home. But if it's classified, there are rules. There are procedures. And nobody is supposed to have a classified document in their backpack or in their briefcase and then take it home and have it sitting on the counter, and then it gets kind of thrown into a drawer. So we have some breaking news that after all this has happened with Trump and Biden, now it looks like everybody else and their mother is looking to see if they have classified documents. So Mike Pence apparently has classified documents at his home that was found. The former VP's lawyer says a batch of a dozen files have been handed over to the FBI. His lawyer found them last week and gave them to the FBI. Now, am I the only one that finds this very odd that it's the lawyers that are around the house? You know, I have an attorney. I have a couple different attorneys. I don't really let them go through my kitchen. I mean, I understand maybe the cleaning lady, you know, found these. Or, right, the wife. But interesting. I never thought that I should have an attorney go through my house and say, will you go through my house and see if it's a classified document? I don't need an attorney going through my drawers. Yeah, I find it fascinating that it's the attorneys that are going through the houses or going through the garages. But apparently, maybe that's what attorneys do. Maybe attorneys have not enough work to do when it comes to reading contracts and litigating that a side job is we're going to search your house for documents. Maybe it's a side gig, a side hustle. I don't know. But Pence's lawyer did discover the material last week, turned it over to the FBI, according to CNN. The FBI and Justice Department are investigating, and the National Archives has been informed. I also have a question as to who the hell is working at the National Archives. The National Archives, you guys notice the National Archives keeps being brought up. So, Trump had documents that were supposed to be with the National Archives. Biden had documents need to be turned over to the National Archives. Mike Pence. These are documents that need to go to National Archives. Isn't the National Archives supposed to be aware of what document is missing? Aren't the National Archives where things get archived? Did you ever have an overdue library book? When you had an overdue library book, that librarian or her team or staff hounded you. And they hounded you with such ferocious veracity that you were like, here it is. Isn't the National Archives the librarian of the country? I'm sure when you walk in, they're like, shh, shh, shh. But still, they know where every piece of paper is. Who's running the National Archives? Are they all working remote? Because it's almost like somebody's not doing their job. Either these things at Trump's, Biden's, Pence's home are commonplace documents that might go home with them when they review and never come back and might not be classified enough, or they're very classified. Somebody brought their work home with them, and National Archives is sleeping on the job. But I find this just so odd. Because I can't check out a library book without giving them keys to my house so they could come in. So the documents were discovered at Pence's home in Carmel, Indiana, after he repeatedly said he didn't have classified material. Pence and Karen Pence purchased a home for $1.93 million, they said, in May 2021. It's actually a beautiful home. Gym room, things like that. And the home does have garages. I don't think he has a Corvette. And then Pence, I think, also has a book deal they're talking about. But Pence told ABC News in November if he took any classified documents with him when he left the Trump administration. He said no. Now, what also could be happening, because I don't really look at Pence as, you know, somebody who fibs and covers up and things like that. He seems to be more of a, I'm telling you like it is. The next question is, do our presidents and vice presidents don't know what the hell a classified document is? Now, me in medicine, any single medical record that has a patient's identifying information on there is pretty classified. Even if there's no identifying information that you see in terms of name and ID, but it's a medical record, and it's a CAT scan result or a mammogram result, it's still private information. Because somebody could, you know, could identify somebody based on, yeah, well, there's looks like a bullet that's walled off in the, you know, left lower lobe of the lung. And, oh, wait a second, I know somebody who was shot, and wait a second, I, you know, so, it to me, every piece of medical documentation is private and needs to be acknowledged as such. Is it that our vice presidents and our presidents don't know what a classified document is? Or they get papers, they take it home, it might talk about a gala where the French Prime Minister or the Canadian Prime Minister are coming out, and then they say, no, but that's classified because it talks about another foreign leader and their Secret Service, so that's classified. Oh, I thought this was just a list of who's coming to the party. So, somebody's not doing their job. This is so, we look like idiots. How do you not know if you have a classified document at your house? How do you not know if it's not classified? So I'm kind of thinking, because, I don't know, Pence seems like a stand-up guy, and I'm pretty sure that any public official right now that's watching this is like, I don't want the classified documents. And they look around their house, they don't see anything. You know, maybe they have some Kellogg's or some Special K or some Raisin Bran in the corner. Like, I don't have any classified documents, only to find out that they might have gotten an email, or they might have gotten a letter, or they might have gotten something that technically would be underclassified or considered classified. So what does that mean? That means we have a classification problem. That means whoever is serving is not getting trained, or whoever is working with them is not trained, or whoever is the aide. So we need to kind of get our acts together. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.